Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Tuesday. Every day is a Tuesday. Every day is the same, it feels like. Colin Dunlap alongside no one. I'm in my wife's closet. Producer Maddie's back in the studio. Chris Mack, he's across the county in Jefferson. I am in I'm in Hampton Township. Jim Colony, he's not far from me in Richland. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's going all right. How are you this morning?
I couldn't. Hold on. There we go. I couldn't be better. Good. I'm good. It's I'm looking out the window. It's very dark outside. Yeah. This is an odd thing that I do, just to bring people up to speed on our morning routines. We have different morning routines. I was so set in my old morning routine when I come into the office. I'd go past traffic at the same time. I'd pull in at the same time, go up the stairs at the same time. Now I've got a different morning routine. I'm in the wife's closet, and I turn the light on until about, until it gets light out, which is, I don't know, in the toward the end of the 7 o'clock hour, early 8 o'clock. Yeah, yesterday it was dark for longer because the sun really never came out. I've got this glare. So if anybody drives down the street, which is few and far between right now, they can kind of see in. And they're like, why is that light on in there? But, so I have that light. I have the light on now, and I'm sure I'm waking everyone up in the house. And then the light will go off a little bit later. So people could see in this window, but I can't see out the window. And it's a very weird feeling. It's like when you see somebody outside, the thing you don't do is turn the window or turn the light on, you know? So I just have that feeling, and I don't like it. So anyway, that's where I am.
Are you getting extra sleep? How much extra sleep are you getting since we don't have to actually drive into work?
Good call. I'm glad you asked that. I am getting about 50 minutes of extra sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting an entire extra
hour. Extra sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's. Yeah. You know what? Like, it's not. People would think, you know, what's the difference between getting up at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock? And it's actually been remarkable. Like, that extra hour, giving the latitude or leeway to spend a couple extra minutes either with the family at night or, you know, going to bed at around the same time I usually did if there wasn't a game to stay up and watch, has been remarkable for the ability to not have to close the eyes for 5 minutes on the couch in the middle of the afternoon.
I'll tell you what I'm doing more is I'm going to bed at the same time pretty much, but I'm planning more for the show during the day because I don't have as much stuff to do during the day. And so I find myself at about 7 o'clock or so for about 20 minutes, half hour, sitting and kind of jogging over the topics. And I'm quite comfortable a lot of times, too, that there's not going to be any evolution in the topics. They're not going to change too much in what's going to happen because there's no sports being played.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the bummer of it. But it does make planning out our show a little bit easier, I guess. Not as much fun, but a little easier.
I got to ask Producer Matt a question. Producer Matt, get on the mic real quick. Who is in the office? Like, who keeps coming in there? Is it? Because here's the deal. I get an email every day that I'm not fed up with, but it's one of these dangling carrots that I could kind of do without. I'll be frank with you. And it's a boss of kind of other people. I don't know if he's our boss. I don't understand I don't know what he does in relation to us, but we get a boss and we get an email every day. And Chris, I'm sure you get it too, that says the studios have been thoroughly cleaned. Lou, who is the guy that cleans the studios, apparently, his company. Lou has thoroughly cleaned the studios. Everything is clean. Who's coming in to use those studios, Producer Matt?
Well, for the music stations, nobody's in the studio in the mornings that I see.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I walk past and right. It's completely dark in there. But on the AM side, Larry is in his studio still, and the producer, Rob Greiner, is over there as well. And there's usually one or two people in the newsroom. And then we have one boss here. So,
Is Rasmussen around?
I have not seen Rasmussen, no. But I have seen a rotation of other people in that newsroom, kind of one at a time per day.
All right, well, let's get away from this because it's mundane talk and people don't care about the inner office workings then. But they can relate to this, Chris. What do you do when you get the email and the repetitive email that you keep getting, the full office, all office email, like Lou has cleaned the studio, that
right.
you don't want to get, you don't feel as if you're the bad guy if you respond to and you're like, hey, stop sending me these emails. But you know every single day that you're just going to hit trash. Trash, trash. You just kind of got to take that one on the chin every day, right?
Yeah, just check it off as read or delete it or whatever and move on with your day.
Oh, we used to get those when I worked at the Post Gazette. There was one we would get from some people who would have they had a seat that had a window facing the Boulevard of the Allies, okay, back when the old Post Gazette mm-hmm. building was over there when it was downtown. And we'd get it at about, I don't know, 1 o'clock. Now, keep in mind, there were times where I would literally be in a press box in Houston when this was happening. Or be in Chicago in a press box at a baseball game. And it would say, just like this, meter made on the boulevard. Because what would happen is people would finagle this system where they would park and then feed the meter. And the meter only accepted, I think, 2 hours at a time. Or maybe even an hour at a time, whatever it was. Of coins, because those ones in downtown, you can't jam up for like 6 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they would stake out, like look out the window, like meter made on the boulevard, meaning like if you're overpaid your thing, you better go down and do it. And I was I wanted to respond. Like, first of all, it's parking enforcement agent. You're being rather sexist considering you work for a newspaper. Second of all, I couldn't care less. I'm sitting at a press box at Joe Robbie Stadium or whatever the hell this place is called now. Like, leave me alone. You don't need to do the all office. And third, your cheap ass should just pay to park instead of playing this game every single day to where I end up getting 16 emails from you. So anyway, all office email is used too much.
I think... I don't know. I tend to agree with you that the all office the reply all we've talked about that and the all office email get used in too many situations that they don't need to get used in. But I guess in a lot of cases, I think what the all office email is trying to do is cover tracks. It's trying to make sure everybody knows. Like enough people had said at some point in time, hey. We don't know what's going on. Can you let us know what's going on? And rather than say, okay, I'm going to figure out every single person that needs to know this thing, and I'm going to create a special email list just to those people. You know what? I'm just sending it to everybody because I'm tired of hearing about people who want to know. And that's it's the old, you know what? Here you go. If you use it if you want it, and if you don't, then just click delete and move on with your day.
Meter made on the boulevard, and it would be the subject. It wouldn't even have a body to it. That was also grating, which is say meter made on the boulevard in the subject, and I'd be in Port Charlotte at a baseball game.
Yeah. Yeah. The subject line as content of email is that one actually does get on my nerves a good bit because you might as well not even send the damn thing then. Like, just send a text message. Like, I don't need you to send an email where if everything that needs to be conveyed in the email can fit in the subject line, then the email doesn't need to be sent.
You know, it's also a great old man move, like the I'm not real big on technology move, is writing like 13 paragraphs in the subject line and sending, thinking that that's the body. That's a big move. You ever gotten an email like that from like an old uncle or something?
Every once in a while,
It's like the whole, hey, how you guys been? Haven't seen you for a long time. You know, we went to the shore. It was a good time. Your Aunt Melva, she's doing okay. Return. 49 different sentences in the subject line.
Hope to hear from you soon.
Send us some pictures of the kids. Here's Aunt B's number. And Aunt Tilly, she moved out to Phoenix. And here's her number, too. It's still a 412 number, but she call her after 8 o'clock because she's on a different kind of plan where her minutes spike after that, and it's good. So go ahead. It's all in a subject. And you're like, wait a minute.
Right.
Wait a minute. Do you realize that what you're doing here?
Here's a question. Since you mentioned it there, is it still a thing where cell phone plans charge you by the minute? Is that still like, is our technology past the point where that is still? Because like, I remember the very first cell phone I got, and this is like back when it was like the size of a brick and it didn't get used all the time. It was just shoved in the glove compartment in case the car broke down. And my mom was weird about that, and she wanted me to have a way to get in touch with someone if the car broke down. But then I would be a jag-off 16-year-old and use it to call my buddies while I was driving around to see what they were doing.
It
and I ended up paying like 79 cents a minute.
Actually, I don't know if it is. And here's why I say that I don't think it is. Because whenever we do like a contest or whatever, you know how we have to read, like we're not responsible for minutes or whatever that you may accrue on your cell phone. So there still has to be a couple holdouts out there who have their
BlackBerry. Is that just like leftover legalese language in our contest rules disclaimer that they're like, hey, just in case that stuff still happens to people, let's leave that in there.
Maybe. I don't know. That's a good – everybody has to have unlimited. Did I ever tell you the story about what Terrell Pryor told me when he was being recruited, what happened? That he didn't have, like, an unlimited plan, and he would get these calls and these texts, and he didn't have unlimited. He just, you know.
Oh, man.
And he would get texts, like 80 texts a day from Oregon, from Ohio State, from Texas. And he got a cell phone bill one time. And seriously.
Geez.
It was like $2,600 or something with the overage.
Hey, Mac Brown, stop texting me, pal.
Right, because he couldn't control like the texts coming in, you know.
That's crazy.
And so he went to the store and he was like, "Listen, here's the deal. I'm being totally frank with you. They somehow worked some sort of situation out with them, but." That was the last I've heard, and that would have been, I don't know, whenever that kid, I don't kid, but
what,
whenever
10 years
he
ago?
Was in, longer than that, probably. Well, yeah, maybe 10, 12 years ago when he played in high school. But that was, I remember him saying, he's like, I had to go to the AT&T store, Verizon store, whatever it was, and plead with him, like, this is a very extenuating circumstance.
Yeah.
I know people come in here and they cry over like $70. It was like, seriously, like, you know, $2,700, and I told them
insane.
To stop texting me. But anyway, track
That's
phones.
Insane.
What are track? People have track phones, so.
Oh, those are like cheap. Are those like burner phones
or burner phones.
Ones you buy at the convenience store? Yeah.
Yeah, track phones in my trap house. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yes. Anyway, Jim has one in his trap house.
Yeah.
What if Jim was trapping out of his house right now because he didn't really have to come to work?
How funny would that be?
What if he did and he showed up on the – I know the chief of the Northern Regional Police. And, you know, it would be incredible if there was like a perp walk and it was like radio news anchor working from home caught selling marijuana out of his house. Out of his suburban Richland home.
Yes.
While doing updates just on the hour. And it like came out in the affidavit. He had a lot of time and he was like, and then we got Jim like this text that was like his transmission to us. He's like, hey, just don't come by at 0:20 or 0:40 and we're good.
Yes. and then they'd have to like subpoena our phones and text messages because Jim's texting us. And, well, what was he talking about? What's he talking about here? What's And then you got to explain to him, no, no, these are just people he knows from New Hampshire. They're not
right.
other dealers. He legitimately had a story about this person that he had to tell.
I know, and then I got pulled into a grand jury, and they're like, sir, can you please describe the lingo that you were using, and is it code? Robot sex. What is robot sex?
Mr. Colony, were you dealing in prostitution as well? No, it's Red Lot 6.
So then you were meeting him at Red Lot 6.
That is where the transaction was to take place, Mr. Colony? No, I was just telling him where I was parked. It was Red Lot 6.
You know, I'm going with this today. I'm going to make this. I'm going to make it that I'm going with this that Jim's trapping out of his house while he has nothing to do. And it would be, you know what? He could... I don't want to say he could get away with it, but he'd be pretty unassuming as long as he kept the foot traffic down. He'd have his flannel pajamas on. He'd just be—he'd be the most unassuming.
Yeah, but his street
ever.
Is one where his street. If there's a little uptick in traffic, it's going to be noticed by everybody.
Yes. Yeah, you're right about that. You are. You're right about that. Jim was in the cruise missile, meeting people down at the corner. I got to get back for the 20 update. Well, I'm late all the time anyway. We're going to talk to Jim two times today. How about that on the Fan Morning Show?
Yes,
at 6:33, we're going to talk to Jim, who's trapping out of his house, about what he's been doing just on his sort of time off, if you will, or at least time not going into the office. And then Jim has something on our website that's phenomenal. We're going to talk to him again in the 9 o'clock hour about that. He formulated a baseball team that he led us on to yesterday out of movie characters. That's where we are in sports right now. Ian Rappaport, he joins us at 9 o'clock from the NFL Network. That's confirmed, right, Producer Matt? Ian Rappaport, 9 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that was pretty apprehensive, maybe iffy, Ian Rappaport.
No, sorry,
confirmation.
I was caught doing other things here, recording things for the show, but we're good.
We're good. Ian Rappaport at 9 o'clock. Lots of fun. We get going with some NCAA talk, some NFL talk, of course, and just some, general talk. It's all straight ahead. Fan Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.